خط سمعت الاتصال. الحقيقه بيلعبوا ان شاء الله تعالى مع السيسي دي خلاص اللي بيلعب ده ازاي بيسميش يا خلاص من الشعبان سو حي بيلعب سو خلاص حي بيلعب يتخيل سو خلاص وقت مش عايز يكمل يجي من الشعبان وقت مش كوزا بيصير بيرشينو تبيرشنيو سو بتاعت الشعبان وقت حي بيلعب ده سو مش عايز يتخيل بتاعت الشعبان وقت خلاص تجي So, if I just talk to him and there's been no chorus, just a laugh, so then, wouldn't be the storm in a week. Who had the time to be more? Mach, it's just in your head, she yelled, I don't want to hear chorus. So, what kind of initial part of the story only is in the Hebrew chorus? Be each of the Shmuel, the Tiratian in Mashma, change for chorus. It's on a awesome, ואיש אשר ייקח את איש הזוכי ואיש הזוכי מיובי בחוץ מטבל עד אוהב איש הזוכי מיובי או אין אלו איש הזוכי מיימי ואבי נעיף so I mean the Terekian says and there is you could argue I mean that it has reference to איש הזוכי even to איש הזוכי מיימי ואבי נעיף הוי הוא ביוסר הכי סובים והכי סימי ביוסר איש הזוכי so מה הכי סובים והכי סימי בין אלו בני so in regard to one And so there is no difference whether she is in Achei Sobim for Achei Simeim in Ahab or she is Miminoi, Talmud Leima. So in Meile we could say that Ligabe is Shetochi, if it doesn't make any difference, just as by Shetochi is Miyomi, so there is a Chiv Kohen. So is Shetochi is Miminoi also. Talmud Leima Nidhi. Ken says Nidhi. Ligabe is Shetochi is the Torah employees the term Nidhi. Ma nido, not nido, that is a sach. But what's the pshat of nido? In other words, there is an analogy between nido and a sach. Just as we have a nido, there is a heter. Ma nido, yeshua heter, yeshua yisera. And a sach, yeshua heter, yeshua yisera. Zu, he, so in other words, which kind of a sach, heter, heter, is a sach in love. So we must give him, get him yam, but is a sach in nime. So then, there is never a heter. So in other words, so it's much on the Terekiani that when is there a Chiv Kores, that's why Shizokhi Miyobi, that sometimes it has a heter. But in Shizokhi Miyobi, that never has a heter, so it's always not there, but there is never a Kores. Bizu in Shizokhi Miyobi, she is Shulis, and is a heter. Im di Shul Boni Masuro, im a Boni Muteret. Mash Pado Shul Mute in Shizokhi Miyobi, they have a Kores. Bidei Chakotia, Kedishin Foreshe, that there is Kores. Bidei Chakotia, Ima Olu Boni. בדורו של איתרסיאני, לא יוסף, לימודי שזוכי מימי, אלו עושה למימה, תהי כקורא, אף בי שזוכי מיובי, בין מבונים בחי ופיילו. So, today you have to say, that the פשעת איתרסיאני, is not that they שזוכי מימי דרך לא הוכי קורא, but that the פשעת איתרסיאני, that תהי כקורא, אף בי שזוכי מיובי, ואין לו בונים בחי ובילו so of course אין לו בונים בחי ובילו so there is an Isra בשישיש but I mean in addition besides the Isra בשישיש you know we're not concerned with the Isra בשישיש but besides the Isra בשישיש there is a Chiv Kores even באין לו בונים בחי ובילו אף אגב יש והתאה ויחם בסדר די מאן ניד אבער גאב שיש לו האט ער לאך מיט דעם שאַט צו אבי קורז סו ג'וסט איז ניד שיש לו האט ער לאך מיט דעם שאַט אב סו לא שיש לו האט ער לאך מיט דעם אבער די שאַט איז גרו די קורז אב איך דאַכט סו דאס איז רוש דאס רוש איז ביקוז וואן קוד ארג יו דאט וואן קוד ארג יו דאט דער איז נו דאט איז קורז פיינש איז אויך מי פיינש איז אויך מיובי even if I'm a bonnet. Because we could say, seeing by Shizochi, the office, I'm a bonnet, Shaloi b'chai b'ayla. So then, it's had a gomo, some the mele, the chai, even the chai b'ayla, but by the bonnet, there is a book of Kore. So this is what they're saying to us. Yes, man, the Abagashi, he's a head of the Acha Mekam. The Acha, like the Acha Shetitzvei, so she should get it. He's still, the Shabbat is still because, ah, this is Achkei. So, this is Ach, even though, depend upon her whether she has children. So they're there. But so the same is applied. I mean, there is no shin, and there is a chiyuv kares also. Because the Russian is not mashma, so this is what the Tereskian is trying to point out. The Russian mashma. Well, okay. In other words, that if one is born a number of arayas, be hell and achar, so he's chayv of achar vach. We did not say, yoto mitzi barir, a really involved an additional energy, I mean, over and above the regular cost. A really means that he can't have children, or that the children are punished if he has children. So at first the Yerushalmi tries to deduce it from the Dose, just as by the Dose, so only. Ishes Achiyobi is Miyobi, but not Ishes Achiyobi is Miyime. So by Ishes Ochi also, when in the chorus, only by Ishes Ochi, Miyobi, not by Ishtochi. Then the Yerushalmi says that we learn it out from Nive, just as Nive is there, so here too. So when in the chorus, only by Ishes Ochi that there is sometimes the Heta, that Ishes Ochi more. So we see the same Droshe, and there it's explicit that the Pshat of the Droshe is that only by Ishes Ochi Miyobi there is that the image of Kohen, but not by Ishes Ochi Miyobi. But here the Mishnah says in so many words that Ishes Ochi Miyobi is also an elbow, that means there is a Chilfa. Mash Mehedi Lomai Ishes Ochi Miyobi. Here is a Rav Ramesha, but also in Mutter Le Mavir, because in the Araya, the chorus of Araya is something unique. In other words, that is coupled with the Chiyuv of Arili also. Chorus attaches to the person, to the delinquent person, the one who committed Aver, but he does not affect the children. But the chorus of Araya generally so involves an element of image for the children. In other words, if he doesn't have children, so the image is that one has children, and if you don't have children, so the Inish comes in the Inish of the children. So that element applies to the chorus of Araya generally. But Ishizochit Mime, so there is a Chiyuv chorus. But the chorus of Ishizochit Mime by Ishizochit Mime is like the chorus of Ifuchele, like the chorus of Ifuchele. It doesn't have the element of Ariri. That's the only thing. But the chorus itself applies. So there is a Chiyuv Kores, so So how could we say, even for a moment, that there is an argument, there is a basis to assume that the Shidduchim Yimei, there is an Aviri? Why? Because we should make an analogy between the Shidduchim Yimei and Achizot. Just as Achizot, so Beimi Yomim, Beimi Yimei, there is Aviri. Where does the Torah mention Aviri? Ligabi Achizot. Avod Ad Achizot, Achizim, from Aviri. So Achizot Rabi Yimei does. So we learn out that there is no Aviri Gabi Shizokhi. In other words, the Aviri is only mentioned in connection of the Shizokhi Yomi. Shizokhi Modi, not in connection with the Shizokhi Yomi. But we're talking to you with that. We're Rashi, Sheime, or the whole Kore, who is Ari Bichra. So Arab Ramesha Pshar cannot be called with Rashi, because Rashi is the distinction between Kore and the Shemayim comes in that Mishra the Shemayim. The English of Mishra the Shemayim is related only to the Chetek, to the Chetek, not to the children. Mashiach is the English of Kore involved. An English for the children also. So that's by definition of Kores that comes rested from the English of Mike. So it involves the English of children. So how can we say, so once there is Kores by the Shidduchim Yimei, so it must involve the element of children too, because if it doesn't involve the element of English for children, so then it means that by Shidduchim Yimei, the Chiyuv is not Kores, the Chiyuv is the Shemayim. And this is not wrong, because Mishim Shemayim does not part of Torah. His own Kores part of Torah, not Mishim Shemayim. So he talks about the Rashi Shem, the whole Kores of Zahar Yichas. The Haime, Mishim God of Shemayim. El Revo, Shem, the Yichas of Zahar Yichas, the Haime, the Chsiv Vahir. God, Ada Kores, the Chsiv Kores of Chil and Dam, and Chomet, the Yimakipur and Zohar, or the Kores of Chil Shabbat. So it don't involve the element of Aviri. So, but the Kores of Aviri generally involves the element of Aviri. So that's the Drosh and Terakeani, that Ishitoch and Mimei does not involve the element of Aviri. So according to the Rebbe, what is the difference between Kores and Mishmai? V'chiu keish v'nisha l'kot, k'idom av Yerushalmi, k'kores v'nun, u'mos k'lein y'chiv al tachit v'shir t'akot, v'abitosom ad nun, ומי שאוי בסמך, כי מי שאיבו, יחסיב, יתאמו בשום ימוד. זאת אומרת, כל איזו ליבו, so, והנה שם קורס כאן זה, הוא דיין ביפו, והנה זה קורס, והנה שם קורס לשמיים, כאן זה, הוא דיין ביפו, now what does it mean before? I mean that I think he's moving, הוא דיין ביפו 50 and before 40. So it means that even if his lifespan has been much longer, like his lifespan has been 80 years, so because of the chiyuv of Kores, so his lifespan might be reduced to lessen it. And by Mishnah Shemayim, even if the lifespan is much longer, but because of the Aveira, because of the age of Mishnah Shemayim, so it might be reduced to less than 69 days. Deliberately say it might be reduced, because the onshin in the Shemayim have to be distinguished from the onshin of the Leodom. The onshin of the Leodom, so there is no way out. The onshin of the Leodom, there is no way out. Let's say somebody is highly miserable, and if he didn't have the such circumstances that he is highly miserable, all the positive. So then, even if he has all the good in the world, let's say it will be established that he observes Yudah more than Eva. I mean, so that will not relieve him of the image. Mashiach, my own children in Shemayim. So too, if somebody needs Kadai Chayyot, it's Chayyot God. Chayyot God. If somebody needs Chomet, and he must be fully, it's Chayyot God. So take this as the Kashi, take this instrument as the Kashi. But we see, Kamo Rishoyim, I mean, who are in there and all kinds. hide them when you record it, and they leave him one life. And how we thought of? So the bad eye, so what is the answer that is given? The bad eye is when they discuss. The bad eye is when they discuss. So in other words, in all children, the mind, they are explaining. In all children, the other, they are no explaining. You cannot say, this person has such a excuse of Kibdam. He has such a excuse of the Seraphic for you. It doesn't matter. You can have all the excuses in the world. If you try and meet the other, and any to the other, whether it is your mountain. So he has to get it, that's all. But not in the mind, so it's whose is effective. So that's why I say, so let's say, what does it mean that the image consists in dying before 60, in the forest of the mind before 60? That means that even if he gets his life, he's let's say he's 80 or 90, but because of that available, so it might be reduced to less than 60. But in the mind, to less than 60. It might be reduced, because that necessarily means that it will be reduced. But because of a certain cheshbeinus that Ashkoche has, because of his chutz, whether it's those chutz or chutzopes or chutzimoyes, whatever it is, so he might, everyone's life span, and the inesh will be the dawit leyom adoran. So, in on shindu shemayim, they are cheshbeinus. In on shindu the yodom, they are no cheshbeinus. So the reverse says, so the chiluk is with Bishal Ikoret. Kiyoma Berushaum, and the Koret Benun, who most likely the Chiv of the Chiza Shire Bakot, the Avidos of Adnun, who meets him with Tamar, the Mate Mizbo, the Chiv Yitamu Vishamim, to be Chiluk of Asha Shalom. The Beikot Namrinon, Minun the Atamer Zui Mita Skot. So the Roshaum says that the image of Koret comes in not living more over 50. But and this is my not to overtake, but the that's the Yerushalmi, because but our Gemara in his Kotzi says that if one dies between 50 and 60, so that's gone. Now again, what does it mean between 50 and 60? That lifespan of Shmuel HaRamosi, Shmuel HaNovi, was Nuvei Shana, 52 years old. Shmuel HaRamosi is certainly not the real God, but that was his lifespan. One Echayu Mizene, the Gemara says, love is who's the Tali Yose, and also Mazel is Tali Yose. Mazel doesn't mean star. Mazel means something that is very hidden. That's called Mazel. It means, in other words, we cannot determine the merits of a person on the basis of his lifespan. We cannot say, well, this person lived 90 years. So, the chosen is not. Moshe Kaplan is probably 96 years old, and the Mishis in Madiach. Probably one of the biggest Mishis in Madiach, I mean in America. But, and he's 96 years old. We cannot determine on the basis of the lifespan of the person. And Shmuel HaRamosi lived only 52 years, and he was a novice. Shmuel HaRamosi, why? Because that was one of Hayom Zeyne Lavi's good Italian, they say, El Madonna Italian, they say, something hidden. That's what he has, he has been it. But this is beyond our inquisitive grasp. We cannot understand it. We can't comprehend it. That mazel means something that is hidden, that is esoteric, mysterious, that cannot be understood. And what is that?
Many of the trainings explain mazel to me. It's a golden with mazel.
All right, anyway, yeah. I don't know. Well, there might be some shame. I mean, I don't know who the shame are. The Nezre was born of this astrology. But besides the Nezre, I don't know of anyone. All right, but the Rambam says that if one believes in only stars, he's either something he has to look at. So anyway, so mazel means something hidden. So when Gemara says he's got minun ba'samach, it means that if otherwise his life then would be long. So because of the avera of Kores, so it would be reduced to minun ba'samach. Do me this God, Rinu Chalemau, if he has Shasha or no, the Nisar of the Shemayim, Achas Tamach, the Kedem of Mankos, Vim Kema, Lepirish Revo, the Lepirish Abo El Yibetze, the Mai Pori, Arile, the Chitindot Te Rovoli, Kim Mikor Esu Shamim, according to the Revo, that every Kore, every Kore of the, that every Kore does not involve the element of Only the Kores of Arayim. because they are really relations. So he says, Prisha, quite a very day, my police are really, because the woman is killing me, calling Prisha, me no marry. Please, so what the Kashi, the reason is why the Torah nations are really, Prisha, don't say, to let us know that there is an element of a really of Enish for children. Liebe Schulte, mich ist auch, bei Ihnen und Arrile, die Cholle Reihe. Ihr gehen, Habra, Lack, Schuhe, Arrile, die ist ein Nachrobberli. So, but, and if we say that the Kashi is, why does the Torah have to mention Arrile? We can also say, now, it's mentioned in connection with Mishan Tachari. And we learn, there is a Hekesh, Cholle Reihe. So we learn out from Mishan Tachari, why does the Torah say, why does the Torah have to mention Arrile, we can also say, so then the question is, in King Havala, actually, are really the Shasach Romali, if he would say, because in the order of the Arayas, so the Dosei is mentioned first, then the Shasach later. So if the Kasha of the Gemara is based upon the fact that things are really mentioned in the Shasach, so why? So we learn out to a Hekesh that the same are really applies to all Arayas, to all the chorus of Arayas. So the Gemara today wants the Torah mentioned Ahri Gabi Gosei, which is mentioned first. Why does the Torah have to mention Ahri Gabi Shetach? How is it that the Gemara reverses and the Kashe and says, why does the Torah have to mention Ahri Gabi Gosei? After all, it's bound to mention later in connection, Ahri in connection with the Shetach. Because, in other words, the Kere Hero is mentioned that Nido, so we learn how the Hekesh, the Taroy is higher, even with Goma Biose, so it's higher by all Arai. The Hoche Porich, Arili, the Chibi, the Dose, the Lomel. Leila, for Nabi Nido, the Chibi, the Dose, the Nido. Since we have to learn out from Ishizochi. The Ekesh, the whole Araya, we got the Aroye, they would mention Nido. So the Torah did not have to mention Arizal Gabri Dose, because Arizal is mentioned Gabri Shazak, and Gabri Shazak, the Torah employs the term Nido. So the Mele, from the same person, we could learn out both of them. Now, the Shita Tarambam is very strange with Dabi Kohen, very strange. Now, so taste that the Rebbe mentioned that there's a difference between Koret and Yisrael Shemayim consists in that Yisrael Shemayim is below, after 60. What do you mean after 60? Because you mentioned the same machine shop. So if one dies after 70, so you cannot be considered as an age, because that's the normal span of human life. So even if it's otherwise, span of life would be 80 or 90. But it cannot be considered as an age on account of the fact that you mentioned the same machine shop. So anyway, when can it be considered as an age if one dies at an age less than 70? So that's the Jewish mind upon our tomorrow. In Wisconsin. And if it's below 16, so that's the image of God. Now the Rambam in Rechashuve says something very strange. The Rambam in Rechashuve says, Perchet in Rechashuve Alochale, Hatuivo hat puno vatadiki, Yechaye oelo mabo, Vili achaye sheimo vesimoe, Vatipo sheimu moro, Kushe kose peteiro vimanita blo varach liyot. וישבו הלום דו למנית בו אחלה יום שיקולי תאים ורח ליום וליום שיקולי אור וזהו אלו מבוא מחר הצדיקים הוא שאיס כולני עמדה ואיזים ובתאים ודו ופירוין הראשונים הוא שלא איס כול לחיים היום נדו את לימונת בידיך לחיים מבוא אלו יכריסו ויומות וכל מי שאין מידיך לחיים היום הוא עמי שאין חי ואילו אלו נכרת ברישי ואובת כבהימו וזהו קורס הכתוב בתירו, שנאמר, היא קורס הנפש ההיא, ויישבו הלומדו, היא קורס ביום הזה, היא קורס ביום הבא. תראינה, שאי זה הנפש, שפי אותו מן הגוף ביום הזה, אם ידי חובך יום הבא, אלו גם מן יום הבא נכנס. so ist die Masse vom Groschen auf der Anfang des Korres kann sich die Nähmliche kommen. I mean, that is inconsiderable. Because the Mischne says, it's unhappy. Das oben hier auf dem Mische, die sind schon im Kirchlamo. Und der Rambam auch so Menschen. And the Chuyot mit dem Besten, so most of the Mische Besten, has Korres also the RFU mit dem Besten, the Duna des Korres. So,
because
the tube
is only getting
to bed. Yeah. So you need to go to the tube. Yeah, of course, I mean, any one of the who have been in the best engagement can go home. I mean, Gemara mentions that many times. Gemara in Azor, they said, when the son of Dobby said, Abuahu Yishi, Christos Ibaba, so Dobby entered there. In such a general, Kavoy is the Helicon Mabo, our mouth is the Habir Barabi, and the Helicon Mabo. I mean, so, Kamo, the more. So, and the Rambam also mentions that, and here the Rambam says, all of a sudden, that Kore, Hatsuma Bateiro, consists in Ewa Chelekom. I mean, it's very strange. It's very strange. And that's what, so we have to say, this Rambam, we have to say, now it's impossible, I mean, that according to the Rambam, every Kore is Ewa Chelekom, so that means, one who is Ewa Chelekom, the Pesach, so he's Ewa Chelekom, but it's human. But the Rambam, look at human mentions, who is in the Rambam? And then he says, everyone else, even though he's the real, he's invested and everything, so he is in the Rambam. So it's inconceivable that Kores consists in the Rambam. But the Rambam, the Rosh Rambam here, in Perichetil Chashuvah, he's like that. He says, Upiroin or Shoyim hu, Shaloyisku lechayim eilu, Eloyichitu viyomutu, Vichomi shenizeich lechayim eilu hu amei, שאין חי לאילו, אלו מניחת גרישן ואובת כבאימו, וזהו קורס הכתוב בתאירו שנאמר, היא קורס, היא קורס הנפש היית, היא פיישבו אלו מנו, היא קורס ולומדת, היא קורס מבו. So we have to say that the Rambam has two kinds of course. There is the course, what is all is what is the term, וניחריתו, הנפש היית, והבן היא קורס הנפש, כאן אמרו. וניחריתו, usually it's all used in the Roshna, הבן היא קורס הנפש, or but then, in the parish of Gadim, the name of Gadim, the Torah is glory, the expression in Korah, Korah. Korah. Bea. Bea nefe da tatate, biyot romo, ino ezroch minageir, את השם הוא מגבי, ויחריתו הנפש היית מגרב אבו, כי בעצו, first, זה תורי יוזד למו של מניחריתו, מניחריתו, just as תורי יוזד מניחריתו, in regard to other עבירת הכל, then זה תורי יוזד, כי בר עד השם בונו, ותתפוס אימא, יקורי שיקורי את הנפש היית, אבוי נובו, so יקורי שיקורי, so ימורי סנדרן, ימורי סנדרן, דיפיוטר, the whole halacha of Eilu Sheim HaChelech Mabo, Yerla Shemayim, Kretaleitim Nadeiro, I mean, all that, Kedah, so Gemara is useless on this point, Kvarad Hashem Bot, so Migadu Tichlau, Yerlam Zor, Yerlam Kedah, Eimerim Yerla Shemayim, I mean, all those that Eilu Sheim HaChelech Mabo are the use from this point. So the Torah uses the Roshim Yikoret Yikoret, so the Roshim of Gemara is very clear, he calls him a day, he calls him a book. So when the Rambam defines Koret as Eilu Chelek Mabo, the Rambam is referring to the Koret of the Koret to Koret. To the Koret of the Koret to Koret. Not to the Koret of the Nichri. So the Koret of the Nichri, so he might be in the Shemai. There is a difference, I mean, it's a divorce, whatever it is. There is a slight difference, but it's the same kind of age, the same kind of age. But then the chorus of the chorus, the chorus, that comes in the English Hilgrabo. As a matter of fact, I mean, as far as I know, so wherever the Torah mentions the chorus, not of the chorus, so the Torah doesn't use the Roshni chorus, but use the Yichud, not the chorus. who's the Russian? He Corey. He Corey. That's only here, the Palace of the Gabbard. Was it so there the toy says he Corey? He Corey. But in the other cricket, the toy generally uses the Russian of Ichba. I know only of one Russian now. There is, one second, one. I'll be thinking if there is a big difference between the Russian of Ichba and the Russian of the Corey. Ichba is cow. The Corey is spear. That means there is a different connotation altogether. But there is one Corey that belongs to the category of Corey. That's the Nazi Corey, the Corey. And there, I think also the PL is used. But not Ikoi, but it's the same. Kinefesh from the Gabidah, or Yehuda. Kinefesh from Boto Domi Binachil, where I'm out in the Israel Dam from Boto Domi Sechil. Kinefesh from Boto Domi, Kolech of Ikoi. So it's the same. And we also feel Ikoi. The same form as Ikoi. But they are the dog of the same. Ikoi, Ikoi, Ikoi. I mean, just as Ikoi. Yeah, but here, so it says, Ikoris, Ikoris, so it's Roshia Chazali, Ikoris Ilmate, Ikoris Leo Mabo. So this is what the Rambam means when he says, when the Rambam says, Yichol Mishin Yizrich El Chai Meiru, Hu, Upiroino Oshoi Musul Yizku El Chai Meiru, Alon Yichritu Biyomuz, Yichol Mishin Yizrich El Chai Meiru, Hu Amei, Shin Chai Leiru, Alon Yichat Yerishen, ואובת ואימו, וזהו קורס הכתוב בתירו שנאמר קורס וקורס הנפש היו. קודם. So the Rambam only has reference to the קורס of the קורס וקורס. All right. Now. ואחרי תשתה. אלו יחקים. ומיד אותי עושה להיות אבא אותי שמתאר להחקים. כמו אחי תשתה, שיגרם את הפרוטי של אישתי החקי. לצי, רובי נשים עם שוב רבר, הוא אומר לי זו סיסטר, שרוכל אין לי. So רובי הוא אומר לי שרוכל, נשים הם אומר לי שלא. Then רובי די. So, נשים הם כנעת בלייה ברוכל, because she's אחי תשתה. Suppose that Leo, after the Mitzvah of Purim, let's say a month later, Leo died, so we do not say, now that Leo died, so Shimon can be Liam Rochel, we do not say that. So that's the Aloche of Nefesh Achav, Nefdaki Neyam, that sees at one moment, so there was no decay, so the digging is what? So, So why? Because of Nefesh Achad, because of Darki Neyam. So here we should take the Kashi in. So whenever the wife of the deceased brother is in need of Shatikha, so then there should be no evil in the need of, even after she becomes Neyam of evil. The same, and after all, need of isn't a Koret. But it is to be noted. I mean, it's not difficult. Tesis only mentions the kashe as why Nido should not be at all immediately open, even after she becomes soil. Why don't we apply the same aloha that we apply to Gabi Achitisho? So even after the Nido of Achitisho, you spoke out the same wife of the surviving brother died. So then she not a plum that I shot or a plum that I shot. So even then she has. So why don't we apply the same principle to legal? So she should be after all, even after she's dead. So even if, of course, why, what if she takes the head of the light of the cleaver, the bears an analogy to a Haitisha, so takes her to the Kanataka, she should go one step further, the cleaver should bother the jaw too. In other words, let's say, Ruben died, and one wife is a leader. And the other wife, the Torah is not a leader. She has to be a woman. So she should follow the Torah too. That takes it under dimension. Why does the teacher say, Eile Hakshay, the leader, the author of Yom Vata Hakshay, who could change, keeps their thoughts. That takes it under dimension. Apparently, that is completely incomplete. I mean, teacher says, teacher is the Muslim. That shows that even the Nino herself lacks in Cairo, so she protected and he's a young man to be honest. But he says, with the question, why do we say that Laha should be Yoya, so she is a Yemen? Why don't we apply the same law as he replies? We got a Hiddish. But he doesn't occur to take his mind even for one moment that the Nino should bother itself. If that person takes his mind, that the needle is an elbow, just like a Chetisho, and because of that we should say that she should be absolutely open, even after she's terrible, so they should go one step further. I mean, she should bother the Torah too. Now, so we see from that even Jesus in the Kashe understood before they just put it as a Kishtahuti, as why Nido is to be distinguished from a Chizisho, Lacha Mutatishte, but they even then they just understood that there is a fundamental distinction between Nido and other Arabic, a Chizisho. Why is there a fundamental distinction? Very simple, because a Chizisho is an elbow. How could one conceive for one moment that a Nido is an elbow to our own husband? So that means that every husband and wife, so in other words, so the wife of every husband, when she's a leader, she becomes an elbow to us. And then she becomes Mujeres, and again an elbow, and again Mujeres, she becomes suitable. That's logical. I mean, that the leader, so in other words, so take this even the Kashi understood, as Satan says in the parents, in the first parents, that leader is to be distinguished from us, sure, because the Yisrael of Nino applies even to the husband. So what does this mean? See, it applies even to the husband. So maybe you cannot say she's an elbow. How can you say that the wife of a certain man is an elbow to her? It's inconceivable. But there is a need there. Incumbent upon the vow, Robe al-Ishtabinudi. That's what there is. And there is a few problems. But we cannot say that a needle to our husband, to our own husband, is an elbow. He's conceivable. If somebody wants to be an action and say, now, all right, fine. But he just isn't his father. That one's own wife is an elbow to her husband. Every month, she becomes an elbow to her husband. And so take this, this is a caution, took it for granted, that we cannot say to the Isha herself, and the government is, I don't know whether you can use the expression government, but the Isha, anyway, so the Isha herself as a person is an elf. That's impossible. Now, another question, and in regard to another question, there is a migration of the shape. Now, Arias is one of the Averas of the Isha and Royal, even the Sine, Shavim Shashmad, even the Havlanos, and the Tatsmith. So what is Arias? Oh, all that I is so iconic. That's the email, or pite, or chite, is an anus will force a person, you know, to cohabit with one of the highest, or chite, or email, pite, and so on, a chitovi, a chitite, so it's not weird to let himself be killed. How about Peter? Is there a being of joy, or yave, or anything? Now, so, from the chinuch, in the middle of the Hashem, it's mashma, that Amido, there is no din of Yoyoya. Amido, there is no din of Yoyoya. And you can ask the same question regarding Horebe Aharayot. So someone is living in the army, one of the highest, so you need to have an option. So suppose someone is living back up in New York, that is like an option, you're not allowed to kill. It's the one who is living in the army. But if you're living back in Aramoto, so then the army could have to kill if you have no other way of thinking in Aramoto. And the same thing applies to all the highest, but if someone is living in the army, the hate or beat or email or whatever it is, so if there is no other way of thinking the near the head, so they need to kill the race. How about someone who is ready to be in the army, the leader? Not only is she a leader, but she's the leader. Whether it's like doing that, she's from the Russian of Rashi in Sanhedrin, it's much matter, it's not this like doing that. Because Rashi mentioned, regarding that, doing that, the effect of the blood is possible. Now that doesn't mean that the Nikola Tulin Ashi is based upon the fact that the blood will be a monster. And suppose we know that there won't be any blood from this area. Like say that Aram Otto is just a children. I mean, so it won't be Nikola Tulin Ashi, of course it won't be Nikola Tulin Ashi. The Rashi mentions that there's a riot, in other words. What is the riot that Aram Otto or any other elbow is the mixture of a riot? The fact that the blood of such a thing is the mummy. So that's the right. So in other words, so that means that if somebody is living to the mummy, the leader, there is no halacha of Nikla Tulin Ashi. Because true leader is the real correct, but the blood is kosher. I mean, Yushi is safe. So it's not an error. So it's not an Israel right. Now, and from the Chinuch, it's much wider. However, from the Chidushi Yoro, I'm sorry, he says that Joy was having a connection with leadership. Now, so you can tell the mechaber of the Sefer HaChinuch is wrong because there are two roles. I mean, it's not the same. The mechaber of the war, the mechaber of the Chinuch is not the same as Rabbi Nahum HaLevi as the Chidushi Aro. I'm sorry. It's different. All right. So in other words, we have a machlokes. There is no Yom Rabbi. He comes to that, but actually there is a Machlokes. For most pretending it appears that there is no Yom Rabbi, but for the Bishyotet, she believes that there is Yom Rabbi. Now, so those who say that there is no Yom Rabbi, let's say the Chiluk, and Rashi, and the Shalit Chumas and Yeshua, that there is no Yom Rabbi, why do they say no Yom Rabbi? There is a Chiluk Koret. The answer is, it's not a Chiluk Koret. The fact that Kushan is not different, that the blood is a mammoth, that's the criterion whereby we determine whether it's a riot or it's not a riot. But those who say, let's say, like the war and Zohar and the Joker, those who say, like the war in Zohar and the
So because the chorus of Nido is mentioned in the parasha of Arayeh,
So that implies that these are legal, these are, that the, these are legal, that the applying to the bow, because of all the alishtes in Yisrael, is an Israel variety. It has the same chimer, the same deal as Israel. But not that the Isha itself is an Israel. That's not. Even the Roam Sochi and the Besiyotah, who say that they're joined by other Amido, so they hold that they, it has the same deal as an Israel, because the chorus of Nido is mentioned in the Parash of Arayet. So that means that it has the same chimer and the same deal as all these as the Surah Arayet. But the Isha itself is not an elbow. Achesis, she's an elbow because she's a Suramin. But Nido, so every month she's a Nido and she's not around her husband. So it doesn't mean that every month she becomes an elbow and her husband. It's not shy to say that it fluctuates. She becomes every month an elbow and then the Shem elbow is forgotten. It doesn't make sense. I mean that every month she becomes an elbow and then when she becomes Teho, so the Shem elbow is forgotten. The reason is why the Roam Sochin says that there is a because the Easter of Nido is has a deen of it as an is an Easter of Arayat. But the Easter itself is not an elbow. How do we know that the Isha itself is not an elbow? Because the same is an Nido applies to one's own wife. How can one's own wife be an elbow and a husband? So the melee here, so that means the fundamental distinction between Yoy Lagabe and let's say the Aloche, that an elbow that is certain Isha part of the song. Lagabe Yoy Lagabe, so the important question is not whether the Isha is an elbow or not, whether the Isha is an Isha of Arayat. So it seems the chorus, the Isha and the chorus of Nido is mentioned in the Parsha of Arayat together with all other Arayat. So that gives it an Isha of Arayat. So it has the same thing, the same chimer, just as the Isha of a Shishish and Isha of a Chetishne and a Chetom of a Chetime is an Isha of Arayat of Yol Boyabe and Nidma Surinavshe. So that too is an Isha of Arayat. But the Isha itself is not an elbow. So the Meila sees the Isha herself is not an elbow, she cannot part of the Torah. When can a woman part of the Torah, not just if there is an Isha, Arayat, but if the Isha is an elbow? So that's the aloha of the Isha of the Achisto, the Kikaku, the Prayer, the Kalei, the Rosa, the Olao, the Chayao, the an elbow. But the Nido, based on Yusuf, does not have an elbow to the husband. The Isha, according to some Vishen, is an Isha Arayat. According to some Vishen, it's not even an Isha of Arayat. So Yod Vayaveh, not Isha of Arayat. But even those Vishen would say, that there is Yod Vayaveh, so it's an Isha of Arayat. It is the Chayner of Isha of Arayat. We got the old meaning. But the Isha itself is not an elbow. And we got the pattern in the Torah, so only the Isha itself is an elbow. All right, I see that there is pressure on the door. One of the cases was Achei Tishtei. Now, the case of Kashi was, Nido should be Achei of Yodin if the time when the Ochid, when his brother passed away, so she was a Nido, so then should be Achei of Yodin if the Ochid should be there. The same way as Achei Tishtei, so she's a Zuro, even though it's Mesa Ishtakashe. Why? Because of Nefer Shoah. This saves stuff. Now, so we pointed out last time, why, how is the secret of this passage? One of the cases in the Kashi made an analogy between Nido and Achei Tisho. So Tisho should have asked another Kashi, she said, Tisho should have gone one step further. And he should even have asked that if there is a story and one of the women is a Nido, so she should bother the Torah too, just as Achei Tisha bother the Torah. That data doesn't give way. So we said, because Nido, first of all, I mentioned in my great machine, whether we got the Yod or Yahweh, whether the Aloch of Yod or Yahweh applies to Nido or not. So from the Chinuch, the Pesiyot says that it applies to Nido, because it's a Nisa Koreh, even though the blood is kosher, but since it's a Nisa Koreh, so the male of Nido is a Nisa Arayim. And the mitzvah mentions in the name of the Ro, the mitzvah, I'm sorry, mentions in the name of the Ro that there is Yod Bo Yahweh Adino. From the Chinuch it's Mashma that there is no Yod Bo Yahweh Adino. Then if you have a Nigeret Kiddush Hashem on the Rambam, so you'll see that the Rambam Nigeret Kiddush Hashem says that if an Anos was on say Lobe Al Anido, so then if Mechuyot Mitzvah Nefesh, if it's Paretien, it's Ramla Biren, not Mitzvah Arayim. So we see that the Shittas HaRambam is that ego does not have an inner variety. Why? Because in Vishnu state, the body is kosher, so it's not an inner variety. True, all kinds of creatures are constituted an inner variety. But ego not, because ego, the body is kosher, and Vishnu state, and furthermore, the Gemara in Gemara says, now there is a law of estanzeni. There is a law of estanzeni. So suppose, if he gave it, someone gave the, suppose that someone gave a clay to a nido, a frabie, so he doesn't have a din of estanzeni. And the Gemara says in Gemara that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says, Bono Havala Pnuyo, he's also saying it. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, so even if he gives a clay best nano to a Pnuyo, not an elbow, so it has a din of estanzeni, according to Rabbi Eliezer. But if a Baal is Baal Ishte, when you do so, so she doesn't become a Zeyne even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that Ponu Habola Pnuye is also Zeyne. So we see that when Baal is Baal Ishte Nido, it's not even a Bia Pnuye. How could she be an Ergo if the Bia is not even considered as a Bia Pnuye? It's an Isakoret. This Bia is an Isakoret. But an Ergo she isn't if the Bia is not a Bia Pnuye. Even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says Ponu Habola Pnuye is a Zeyne, but Baal Habola Ishte Nido is Luyo also Zeyne. Because it's not to be a fruit. So it's certainly not an elf. So all the Rishonim agree. Now all the Rishonim agree that Nido is not an elf. So but the Rishon Yosef Shite is that the Rishon Yaveya. I mean and the Rosh Shite is that the Rishon Yaveya. So the answer is the Ishtar has the chimer of the Surarayim. It is a deal of Nisraayim. But the Isha itself is not considered an elbow. It's not Shaya. It's inconceivable. I mean that the wife, every time she becomes an idol, she becomes an elbow to her husband. It's an Isakoret. So according to some Rishonim, in view of the fact that the Isha of Nido and the Chiyukoret of Nido is mentioned in the Parsha of Arayas, together with all other Arayas, so the Mele, it has the same Chimer on Isha. But the Isha itself is not an Arbo. In order to pass the Torah, then the Isha has to be an Arbo. That's why Jesus says that the Kashi, Ela Hakshi, the Nido, has a Torah. But he says Kashi is something else. So even if there is a Shite, no matter what there is a Shite, whether there is a Shite is like the Rambam, that Nido is not an Israelite altogether, there is no Yod or Yavin. Or it's like the Ro, that Nido is and has a Din of Israelite. But now it is. So the Isha itself does not have a Chalishan Elv. So the Mele, in order to ask the Tzoreh, so it's not the Isha must have a Chalishan Elv. So Tzitzit doesn't have that. But Tzitzit is not a Kashi. In the Hakshay, the Nido to the Yomi, Aval Tisha Vitaro HaKei, Moyachay Tish Tishay Nishya Bemez, Apilu Meiso Ishti HaKei. Tzitzit is Kashi. So what the Aloche, if Ruven and Shimon are two brothers, and Reuven is married to Rochel, and Shimon is married to Leah, who is the sister of Rochel. Then Reuven died. So at the time when he died, so Leah was alive. So at that moment she was an elf and a chetish. Then a month later Leah died. So we do not say that a month later when Leah died, let Shimon be the Avim Rochel, because then she's not an chetish anymore. Okay, we don't say that. So why don't we say that? Because he's not even allowed to marry her, even if he wants. Not only there is no din of him, even if he wants to marry her, he's not allowed. Why? Because Nesho Shoacha, at the time of the Mitzvah of Reuven, so then Rochel was Asuro to Shimon on the score of Achim Tisho, so at that time, so she became, she was Asuro, so Mele, she was Asuro also, she became affected with the Mitzvah of Ishtachdu, because since at the moment when Reuven died, she was affected with the Yisrael of Achim Tisho. So Mele, there was no Zikeh. So the Yisrael of Eshetach was not put there by Mrs. Reuven. So the Yisrael of Eshetach was also called on her at that moment. So it's next for Shoacha as the Yisrael of Eshetach. So Mele, even though a month later, so Leah died, so Rochel is still Asro. Because next for Shoacha, so next for Eilamit. So here too, even at the time of the meeting of Reuben, so anxious Reuben was in need, or so even though later on, a week later, she's there, or so she should still be Asura, because she's the author of Yogi, even later on. So what we see from this discussion, that so this is the Kashi certainly took it for granted. There is a fundamental distinction between the Halacha and the Tenerva part of the Tzoret. So we know that the Tenerva is part of the Tzoret, so it's not enough that there is a Nisakoren. But the Yishe must have the Halisha there. And that's the reason why this is not said, that the leader should pattern the Tzoret, because the Halisha Melba, she certainly doesn't have, she's Rasul Abayla too. So, but this is not said, that the Halacha of Nesposh Acha, she should remain Asura, even Acha she be in Tegelon, because of Nesposh Acha. We are in this station together, and that's what we need to start a day, and that's based upon Nesposh Acha. So even though Tegelon in the Kashi knew that a Nido is not a Halisha Melbo, still Tegelon says that the Halacha of Nesposh Acha should apply. Why? If Tesis knew that she doesn't have a Halisha Melbo, so why should the Halacha of Nesposh Acha apply? Why should the Halacha of Nesposh Acha apply? Now, Nesposh Acha is based upon the fact that the Ishe, at the moment of the Mise, became affected with the Ishe of Ishtar. So since she became affected with the Ishe of Ishtar at the moment of the Mise, so even though a month later died, and there is no Israel of Ezechiel, but the Israel of Ezechiel remains. The Israel of Ezechiel. Now, so this discussion was that by neither two, Eve, let's say, at the time when the husband died, she was an Eve. So there couldn't be an Eve. Why didn't there be an Eve? Because of the Israel of Nineveh. So why should the Israel of Ezechiel be called? Just because there is an Israel of Nineveh, so the Israel of Ezechiel should be called. When is Israel of Ezechiel? If let's say Reuben and Shimon are two brothers, and they are married to Rachel and Leah, so when Reuben died, so Rachel is an Achiz Isha, Leah is alive, so Mimele there is Aspoy, so there is no Zike. Because of the Israel of Achiz Isha, there is no Zike. Since there is no Zike, so the Israel of Ishizak is Chal. So we understand, Mashiach, why is there no Zike? Because she's an elf. But by Nide, we just said that even Tesis in the Kashi knew that Nida does not have a Halisha Elbo. So Meir HaTei said there should be a Zik. Meir HaTei said, by Elbo we have a Halacha, that there is no Zik in my Elbo. But by Nida she's not an Elbo. They just knew that Nida does not have a Halisha Elbo. So Meir HaTei said that there is a Zik. So we should say that by Nida there is Zik. But he's not allowed to be born now, just as the husband is not allowed to go have it with his wife when she's in Nida. So the young is not allowed to be born now, but Zikir there is, just as every time when a wife becomes an idol, so the Isha is not poka, so here too, the Zikir should not be poka. So mainly the Zikir is not poka, so the Isha Rishisach is not how, if the Isha Rishisach is not how, so there is no net for Shoachat. So what is the basis of this discussion? So this is obviously the Kashi is operating with the Halacha of coaching even the Yidin, my neighbor, the Yidin. This is happening. Now let's turn to the Gemara. The Gemara, that's Chof. Now, the Gemara, that's Chof, the Mishnah, that's Chof, and Dallas says, Klavo, Ubi, Yvon. Koshi, yes, is the Elbo, where the letters are going to be together. It's a Mishnah, it's a Dushe, the letters are going to be together. So, he's the Elbo, so there is no Zike, no Kuse, no Yivna. It's a Mishnah, it's a Dushe, that's what they say, Hayom. So then, the letters are going to be together. Is a mitzvah shniyas in the vatesis. The Dusha amon is gogo, kushu, 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 hedjet, non tera, kushu, 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 kushu. So the Gemara says, al mon rechim gogo, composting with tonic, lo ishe minam suyim, lo ishe minam suyim, lo ishe minam suyim, vi ishe minam suyim, efter the loyim. So minam suyim, there is an efter the loyim, because if it's minam suyim, so there is a laugh, that the laugh, that of the king gogo, so that's allowed that the King God is not allowed to marry an Almano, and then she is not suing, so she's a poor, so there is the answer of the Isha Mitzvah Yikon, so it's a lease of an happy, so we never did leave the bed. So that's why we couldn't really eat. But we said, there is L in the agency, so there's only a lot of ammonia in the bottle. There is no air there. So the air cells here, you should be there, and the least of ammonia in the bottle. Least the cradle, you'll be able to eat the least. That's what there should be in the bottle. Oma, the back come of the morning is that they don't have any rice, but I love a lot of rice, so you will say after the rice, but they have money after it, because of the clear of the shame of the shame. So, but with the rice, there can be eaten by Amor Neira. But so far, the more assume that even by Amor Neira, but I love a lot of rice, there is no eaten with the rice. So that the more cash, you'll be at the rice. Oma, Rapsi, Oma, Rapsi, Oma Krob, you also need to ask her, change our lema, you need to. Because it can't be good as the Torah, good as May said, we also ask her, we know that we are dealing with the Yvonne. Why does the Torah have to spell out, you also need to ask her? So the Yvonne is a person. Not our lema, you can say, yes, the Holy Yvonne, Acha, Sheva, the Christ, the Lena, the Yvonne, the Zuchayavala. Zuchayavala. So, the background of the Gemara is that with the right there is even, but so far the Gemara assumes that with the right there is no even the higher level of the faith. Why? Because of the special person of the faith. Okay, so we will not. They even higher the truth. So, let us say, higher the truth is true, and we're even, and they will be even, they will be free. So, all our riots should require free. For instance, Omar Kohl is the act of the Mishko Kaka. In other words, stolen him. Oh, how big the act? So here we have to finish the kacha, then you have to give quick. So it's mashma. It's so in it. Here's all that. The truth. Between him and mashma. But Bahaya Bichri says, he doesn't have the authority. He couldn't be me up. So in Mele, there is no din of quick here. So from this we deduce our head. Kolei will leave me with quick, then Hoshin will leave me with quick. Yohe hayo lavna. So we should also say, since there is no yid, Bahaya lavna. There is no yid, So maybe there should be no greeting. So the Gemara answers, well, Robert Achmona is Wednesday. You also didn't say Asher, that there is greeting. Umarui. So how do we know that the Torah is often the Achmi, that from which we learn out that Moshe Neil, the Yisrael of Rite, has reference to Chalavik Rite. And the Torah is because she also didn't say Asher, Yesh of Yom Ha'acha, has reference to Chayobe Av, Umarui. Now the question is over the shame, right? The question. What does the Gemara mean? Maru. We should say the reverse. What should we say? Now we have two psukim. We have one party to the Achdi Shwaka. Or from the Achdi. So that party can divide, it's called Elohim. We have another party of Yom Tashar or Yesh Tiba Maha, that is Elohim. But that is Elohim, but is Elohim. So what does the Gemara say? Maru is. Should we say the reverse? That's what? That there's a portrait in reaction to each, that calls him a little reference to Chayavlav. And the portrait of also in Vinti Ashor has reference that Yesh Riva Maha, Shemi Yoni Vila Vite, has reference to Chayav Vite, to apply, I mean, that wouldn't be logical, I mean, that Chayav Vite, so there should be Vite, and Chayav Vila, which is much more calm, should not be Vite. I mean, that wouldn't be Vite. So how can the Gemara say about Vite? So, Rambam and Rashbo, they say that the Pshat in the Gemara is, Maru Yisro. Now, two we have to do. So, one person, we also use the Asher, tells us, Yesh Lecho Yivon Ma'acha, Shein Eilu Yivin Veilu. But the person doesn't say which Yivon it is, whether it's Hayom Tzvites or Hayom Lav. There is such Yivon. So, it could be either one. It could be Hayom Tzvites. It could be Hayom Tzvites. Hayom Tzvites also. It could be Chayav Tzvites also. Say, a male of the Hebrew, they were free. But then we have another party. In the Yachti Tish Lakaha, Hoch of the Yad. So what does that party imply? Kolele Yibne Lechlite, Hoshe Neile Yibne, a male Lechlite. Because the party can't imply that the man, the Yom, has the alternative to choose between Yibne and Lechlite. So how do you know, Mawa Yisro, how do you know that this party tells us that Chayav Tzvites? So there is no yid, and in Mele there is no chlitah either, because that posik says that there is parity between yid and chlitah. In Muyachti to Mishlakacha, or of it's yad. Maybe the posik of Muyachti, maybe the posik of also in Vinti Ashoro has reference to Chayav Tzvites. What does the posik of also in Vinti Ashoro tell her that she should be a Malacha, she really. But we say, maybe that Bosley gets reference to Halevich Wissen. So of course, for Halevich Wissen, there is no Yid. But, Mr. Dari, and the Bosley of Yachis, and Ishma Kachas, Hochomit Yachis, has reference to Halevich Wissen, and he tells us exactly that there is both. So, in other words, he has a choice to choose between him and Chlitze, because by Chayov Elav. So, there is him. That's the shot in the Gemara, Marui. So then the Gemara says, he's Tavre, Chayov Elav is past the conclusion. Chayov Chlitze, lo is Tavre. So it's Tavre, that the posse of יש לך יבוא מאחס עוד לביטש או יש לך יבוא מאחס שאין לי שאין לי אלה ואין לי חליט אין ספר פרנס לך יבוא לב וואי זה כך יבוא לב מידו שני סייף את פורטי או בין לי אחרי שלא ככה או חופת לי אבן או אין לי חליט אין לי חליט אין לי חליט אין לי חליט אין ספר פרנס לך יבוא שני סייף אין חיוב את שליטס חיוב את שליטס so do she is not in this so the male the aloche of coaching the male is coaching the healer, you mean healer, who is there? It's reference to Chayot. It's not Chayot. Now, there is a Machlege for Shem. So this is, the Gemara says that so far in regard to Chayot Lav. But then the Machlege of the Gemara is that for Chayot Lav, the reason is because that's a Nechalese. So when is there Yidin Yidrashe? When is not, isn't there, is not there. Yidin Yidrashe, Chayot Lav is there. Because that's a Nechalese to there. So there is a Machlege for Shem. That so many machines say, and that's probably the sheet of Moses, that the Roshi of also the Vite Ashon, Yeshua, or Yukomaha, Sheila, remains in the Maskon of the Gemara too. The only thing is, in the Havan of the Gemara, it was assumed that this Roshi of Yeshua, Yukomaha, has reference to Chayol Lav Yireine, that we don't say as a Nechrein, Gabi Yivore. But, so then the Maskon of the Gemara is, no, that Gabi Chayol Lav Yireine, we say as Nechrein, so there is Yivin Yireine, but the same Roshi is life, Midereise to Chayol Lav Yireine. There are some machines who say that the Kodim Maskon of the Gemara is a real machine. There are some machines who say that the Kodim Maskon of the Gemara, the whole Roshi of Yishma, Yivomachas, Sheinel, Yivin, 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 it doesn't remain the Maskon. So mainly that means that according to Maskon of the Gemara, so Bahayu Rabbi Kleider, there is Yibu Midraise. And Bahayu Rabbi Beese, there is no Yibu Midraise. Mainly, we apply the Aloche of Kolche in Eilal Yib. So, in Eilal Yibu, so Midraise, she doesn't require Kleider. But Midrabonon, Bahayu Rabbi Beese requires Kleider. Midrabonon both require Kleider and Yibu Midraise. So, but, I don't believe that there's something that I say it requires him. So the Chachomim on me saying, he's not just weak, but I don't believe that they're going to be for Shani. So me that I say, she's not even in the melee, she doesn't require Chlitze either. So she's with Terez Reshuk just like that. But because of the Aloche of Kol Shein, the Eilal Yom, the Eilal Yom, the Eilal Chlitze. And the special Toshia Poto, that's the name of my but on the Mobi Sake, the Hayul Abu Beze too, she should be a super shoe, can't kill she just. But that is she the most machine. But most, she don't mean the shame. But most the shame hold that the same Roshi of also you will show, Yeshua Yomaha, she really is male and Chlitze, remains in Maskole. But it is to be applied to Hayul Abu Beze, not to Hayul Abu Beze, because Hayul Abu Beze, so that I say, there is evil. Now let's see, how I can explain the Gemara. The Gemara says, oh, Eime Chayovich, Nadu Neilat Roche, Tu Ipo Yechlitze Ba Mefashim Ali Tavre, Tate Bekushi. The Gemara answers, Umaru Yitzel, Gemara is the Zeret, Mistab, Chayov Elav, Tate Bekushi, Chayovich Lise, Lo is Tate Bekushi. So Rashi said this Bavre, Tate Bekushi, Yilkach, Tinnan Dei, Rokachat, אם הוא יחדים של איש לא כך. So the question is, what is it a preference to? Does it have reference to Chayov Chlitze or to Chayov Elav? So he's, so he stopped there, there's a reference to Mikhailovich Rippen. Rippen Mikhailovich Rippen ist Lasse der Busch. Hilkach, Krimen bei Lokachat und Hebe. Aber Mikhailovich Rippen, wo ich Lasse der Busch, war du auch, war Mikhailov und Milos vor Lastig. 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 Now let's return to the base. Case is in the Kashi. Why don't we say that he for the time when the Baal died, Ruben died, so his wife was in Ide, so she should be at you or even a week later when she stayed home, because of Mesposhoacha, of Mesposhoacha. So, if Tasis does not say, why don't we say that Nili should have a story, because Nili is not an elf, even if we assume that she is a Mr. of Arayas, but the Shemel was the Isha of the Tasis. So the male in law is after the Tzore, she must say the Shem, she must say the Shemel. But they said, so they said, knew that the Shemel was young man. Still, they said, she should be a Tzore, not a little later on. Just the Tachis Isha Lach has been preached. And that's based upon Esa Shach. So, what? So that means that she, that even for the time when the Baal died, the woman was an Ido, so she should become affected to the Isha of the Shetach. Why she should become affected to the Isha of the Shetach? Why? Because there is no Zike. If there is Zike, so she cannot be affected to the Isha of the Shetach. So there shouldn't be an Isha. Why shouldn't there be Zike? After all, she's not an elf. They just knew that she's not an elf. So why shouldn't there be Zike? These are the answers. Tesis was operating with Aloha of Koshe Neilal and Yidin and Neilal and Rizek. So the Gemara says, mentions the Groshe. The Gemara mentions the Groshe. He will yachti to Yishin Kacha to Chofi Kriyabe. Kol Neilal and Yidin, Neilal and Rizek, Koshe Neilal and Yidin and Neilal and Rizek. So the Gemara has the case. So the Gemara has the case. So the Gemara says to Baru Yisro. The Gemara says, Yisdavre. Chaliyo Belabim, Tafsim, Yishin, Chaliyo Kriyabe, Kriyabe. So that means that the first of Imunachim the Nishmakacha, from which we learn how Koshe Neil, Yidin, Neil, Echlitze, is reference to Chayavit Chrisa. And neither is Chayavit Chrisa. So it's not Yom Zeb HaKadosh Rehavu, but Chayavit Chrisa she is. So Mimele, she's in Neil, Yidin. And if she's in Neil, Yidin, so Mimele, this posse, which is reference to Chayavit Chrisa, so tells us that they're in Neil, Echlitze. So in other words, neither Yib Mizela Yinido, while she's an Ido, nor Chlitze Yizela Yinido, while she's an Ido. So Mimele, the Zike is Foka. The Zike is Foka. If the Zike is Foka, in other words, there is Nina Yib, nor Chlitze. If Nina Yib, nor Chlitze, it's possible in Ido, while she's an Ido. So the Zike is Foka. And if the Zike is Foka for one moment, so the Yisarish Yitzach is Chal. And if the Yisarish Yitzchal, if the Yisarish Yitzchal is Chal once, so Mimele, so that's Kolo Beloni. So Yib Lachashim Geheiro. So the Zike could be Chal again, and the Yisarish Yitzchak will remain with her. That's the discussion. But the Gemara is the Kashi in Maronis. Maronis. So the Gemara says, Mistab. Chayav Lav Mitaf Zin Dushin, Chayav Zin Dushin, Chayav Zin Dushin. So the only reason is why we apply the Yal Kise of Kol Shein Neil and Yib Mein Neil and Chlitze to Chayav Chlitze, because Chayav Chlitze is Mitaf Zin Dushin. But that is not Chayav Gav Nido is Chayav Chlitze, but Dushin is Chayav. So we have to say that this is that when the Gemara says Mitaf Zin Chayav Lav Mitaf Zin Dushin, Chayav Chlitze is Mitaf Zin Dushin. So it's not that the non-Chlitze Dushin is the important thing. That way, the more I ask Maro Yiso, how do we know that the posik of Imoyachtus has reference to Chayav Yisri? And the posik of Yolzi Yisri Asharo has reference to Chayav Yisri. Maybe the posik of Yolzi Yisri Asharo of Yisri Vomachas has reference to Chayav Yisri. How do you know? What I say is, we start there to say, in other words, we have two alternatives. Either we say that the Pesuk quoted in Yitzchak Asherah, which tells us Yisri Vomachas, She'ilo Yisri, Ve'ineilo Nechlit, She'ineilo Yisri, Ve'ineilo Nechlit, it's reference to Chayav Lav, or it's reference to Chayav Chrisen. So the Sabbath is saying that it's reference to Chayav Chrisen. Why? Because generally speaking, Chayav Chrisen is looked at. So the Mele is more Mistabah than the Pesuk, that the Pesuk of also Yitzchak Asherah has reference to Chayav Lav, which is tested of Dushin, not to Chayav Chrisen, which generally is looked after. Now, if we are going to say that Since the posse comes from Old St. Vincent, so his reference to Hayovich Vizid, then we have to say it has reference to all Hayovich Vizid. You couldn't say Old St. Vincent Ashar has reference to Nino. So we have to say that it has reference to all Hayovich Vizid. It's all Hayovich Vizid except for Nino. So Gishni is not Vizid. So it's not Mistaneh to apply the droshe of Old St. Vincent Ashar to Hayovich Vizid. More Mistaneh to apply the droshe of Old St. Vincent Ashar to Hayovlav. So the male of the other droshe of Yahweh Shvakaha must be applied to Hayovich Vizid. Won't it apply to Hayovich Vizid? So it applies to Hayovich Vizid indiscriminately. It doesn't make any difference whether Gishni says it or Gishni is not it. In other words, the Shaila is, when the Gemara says Mistaneh Hayovich Vizid, is that the real the basis of in Eilechite, or this is only raye that we have to apply the posse of Old Vitya Shoro to Hayavilav Mimele, the posse of Yachvei to Hayavitrite, and once we have a raye that the posse of Yachvei to Ishlakacha has reference to Hayavitrite, so it applies to all Hayavitrite, including Lide. Even that Hayovich Vizid, the Mishnah says. So apparently, takes this in the Kashi, certainly assumes that this is Pshat Mishnah. It's not that the non-Pshat Mishnah is the essence of the Halochah of Kol Shein Eilel Yid, is any of it. It's not the essence. It's only a riot that we have to apply the Potik of Ofer Yivim Te'ashoro to Hayovlav. So the Meile we have to apply the other Potik. In the Yachvis Ishlakacha to Hayovich Vizid. Once we apply to the Adela of the Adela of Yachvis Ish, Lokacha to Hayovich Vizid, so it applies to all Hayovich Vizid. So that means all Hayovich Vizid. Even the Hayovich Vizid is usually stated. There is a loche of Kol Shein Eilel Yidin in Eilel. But they said one thing, certainly assumed in the Kashi, that Yidin is nothing. In other words, in the Kashi, it's assumed that in the Yom is born Al Hayivomo, Kishihim Nido. So then the Yidin is not king. The Yidin is not king. Once it's not king, and it's Hayovich Vizid, so Mimele, so that the Yidin is not king, so Mimele, Chlitza is not Eleida. So in other words, so then if we ask, why is the Yidin not king? So we can say, this is implicit in the posse of the Moyachti to Ishlikacha. Kol She'ele Le'yidin is Eile Le'chlite, Kol She'ele Le'yidin in Eile Le'chlite, and that much has reference to Hayovich Vizid. So it has reference to neither two, neither is also Hayovich Vizid. So the Mele, the posse of Kol She'ele Le'yidin, Kol She'ele Le'yidin, Kol She'ele Le'yidin, so in Eile Le'chlite applies. So the Zikki is fine. The Zika is Foka, because neither Yidmi Zeyle nor Chlitza is Zeyle. So the Mele, the Zika is Foka. If the Zika is Foka, the Yisrael is Shetach is Chal. If the Yisrael is Shetach is Chal, so Nefer Shoacha, so Yidmi Lacha Shetit Toyer. She should be also. That's it. Now let's see what they do here. The first time. Fine. So Eile actually needs also no. Abo Pishitach Hakei. Voyachetish. Shein. Voyachetish. So ich stehe Name kommen, Now that the Machlekes Tanoim, when do we say the Torah is Bar Mitzvah is But of course, only so one man don't matter one time it says, only if it's talking about mitzvah, be awesome. But if it's talking about mitzvah, he intended to do mitzvah, but he didn't do a mitzvah, so then it's chayrikon. So the Gemara has the kashe, maishin the vemtin gov in mitzvah. That's why the yob was born, how the vemtin nidol. So it's potter of the kov. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. So it's an amikov in mitzvah. So what can he get here to believe? So in other words, even though she was a mitzvah, he was still a kind of mitzvah of the religion. So he must have buried Mishnah Mubarak. So if my child had been the Mubarak, they couldn't have another child at that moment anyway. We already care Simchat Leino, so the mitzvah of Leino. So he more answer, shall we be shatino? We all have all the high one of the Tamach his day. We dwell mitzvah, so even shall we be shatino, so it's also a mitzvah. So some of the best. Some of the best. So then, of course, it's no kill a mitzvah. Yoche, after you develop the name, if it's not real, if it's some of them, no? So if Gemara says, you won't say positive name, each day, loy was, because you won't say it's not accustomed to her. So maybe it's a shame, it's too embarrassed to ask her, maybe she will go after that. So it's considered told, Masha'inke by each day, he's not considered told because he could have asked. So, when he's talking about mitzvah, put on the cold, he was at home. But if he was a pishaya, he was not at home. He was neglectful. So, in any way, he's not put on the cold. Anyway, so the Gemara, so Tosafot mentioned, but I write from this Gemara, that when a yoke is bought, I'll be very taking it. So he's came to her, and he's taking the kind of mitzvah of Yubome. Of course, he's there, and he's the right self of Boalishtik bin Yusso. But the mitzvah is also the kind of Yivom Yovala. Because why? Because many Tanoim say that if it's talking about mitzvah, the lawyer of mitzvah is highly called. And here we say, Rav Yechana says, that while Yivente, Kishe Yidu, so it's what I'm called, so that means he's talking about mitzvah, the also mitzvah. Also mitzvah. So obviously he was came to her. If he wasn't came to her, how does he fulfill the mitzvah of Yivom Yovala? So we see that he's kind of mitzvah, he's kene. So that means, so what he says, so briefly, take the Pharisees, take this kashe one. True that he does not have a halisha mouth. So the male, she cannot have a thought. What chayom chrisis he is, and think he's chayom chrisis in the aloche. That, but the aloche has called shein eilu, and yidme in eilu lechlis, that by chayom chrisis, so there is no zike. There is no yidme, there is no chlis, so there is not called zike. Because God, so we learn out from that portion in the Yahweh, the Ishlakaha. So that applies to all Chayom Tzvitz. To all Chayom Tzvitz. So maybe it should apply to Nidia also. So that means Nidia, there is no Zikir, so it's not called of Shoacha. So if Lacha Shatita, she should be assumed on the score of Ishizach, that is Kashim. So this is very briefly is, no, by Nidia there is Zikir. But why is it by Nidia there is Zikir? That even if he will be the Yavner, he'll be Kainer. So she's able to be, she's not allowed. But Kainer, he is. You see, so. So in other words, so Hayobelavi Be'ese is more humble in a certain respect than Nidia. True, Hayobelavi Be'ese, there is no Kore. And Nidia, there is Kore. But for Hayobelavi Be'ese, so the Gemara says that he's Baal Loika. The Gemara says, but we say it in explicitly in respect to Chayav Lavi Be'ese. The Gemara says explicitly that hope that if we assume that Chayav Lavi Be'ese, there is no Trieh, there is no deal of Trieh, and she's not with Yavemes, with the Raise, so then we must say that in Baal Loikot. But the Gemara, the Gemara, because the Gemara refutes the Havanimet, The original premise of the Gemara was that by Hayobavi Mitreide she is not the Yabemes in the Reich. Why? Because of the expression of Nakoso. We all think that Yashal. Yes, we will make a change. We will give them a look. So that was the original premise of the Gemara. So the Gemara refutes this original premise. Why? Because the Reich says that by Hayobavi Mitreide in Boa Leokot, we are bred in the Yabemes, in the Reich in the Yabemes, in Boa Leokot. So we see from this Gemara that where a woman is not Nishabemes, neither I say. So then, in Baal Loikot, but since the Baal says in connection with Chayav Lavi Kreide in Baal Loikot, so it's a Raya that Chayav Lavi Kreide in Baal Loikot. Machen ke Chayav Lavi Be'ese, where she's snap. If you have ever seen a hyphen, because he has a different to me. So then, so he took her from the Gimore, then he had a lot of men, he was a loiko. So he's not changing her. But he came by me, so they says, he was a cone. He was a cone. Now, why should there be a difference between Hayo Lavi Verde and one and neither and the other? All right, so neither we can say does not, is not analogous to other Hayo because the other Hayo treatment machine is not able. So the male that is the same, since machine is not able, so there is that. What does Zika? What does Zika mean? Zika is also a certain kind of vision. It's a certain kind of vision. It's a marital attachment. Zika means a marital. So that we understand. But Hayolam the essay, the aloha is that involve loikone. And we got the nido, takes the say, he makes the dipucha from the more insulted by base, that is involved. So in other words, so Hayolam the essay is more homo than nido. Why should Hayolam the essay be more homo than nido? The answer is because the Hayolam the essay, the aloha of the wolfens in the ashoro, applies. According to most machines. So that means, there is only Zikat Chlite, no Zikat Yid. So since there is only Zikat Chlite, not Zikat Yid, that's why in Baal we call it, how could it be Kane? There is no Zikat Yid. Masheiki Manigo, there is Zikat Yid too. But he's not allowed to be born out of his song. And now what he is. And there is Zikat Yid too. So why shouldn't he be Kainer? But I don't have a he is not Kainer because there is no Yid. So there is no Zikat Yid. But by Nido there is Zikat Yid too. He's not allowed. Bishop.